Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll have sunny skies in the mid-50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 30s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we'll have increasing clouds in the lower 50s. For Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, low of 34. For Wednesday, we'll continue with cloudy skies, highs in the upper 40s, and Wednesday night, chance of rain. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 25.
Whether you ride the trails on an ATV or hug the corners on a motorcycle, you've found your passion, and we want to help you protect it. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we can help you navigate the terrain knowing that we have the coverage to help you protect your joyrides. Our ATV and motorcycle insurance is designed for your machine and your lifestyle, giving you the freedom to ride with less worry. Come see us for a quote at Blue Valley Insurance in Greenleaf, Lynn, Hanover, Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Monday. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect for pointing a laser at an aircraft on Saturday night. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports their aircraft was intentionally hit by the laser strike over Wichita. Authorities took a suspect into custody, and the FBI is going to file charges, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The name of the suspect has not yet been released. The Kansas State Fair reporting that the recently passed sales tax law has generated about $164,000 so far. The law was passed this summer and allows the fair to collect all of the sales tax it generates through fair and non-fair events. The fair has been collecting the tax since late summer, so a full 12-month period on how much revenue will come into the fair will not be known for sure, but General Manager Robin Jennison says the numbers thus far are positive. Kansas Mid-American Network News. I'm Rick Haverett.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Authorities say a massive fire destroyed a 28,000-square-foot warehouse in Park City just north of Wichita on Friday. The fire in Park City reported about 9 o'clock Friday night, and arriving firefighters found the huge warehouse fully engulfed in flames. No injuries were reported. 5 area fire departments responded to help battle the flames, and it took more than 2 hours to get the blaze under control. Sedgwick County Fire Captain Bill Harold says the loss from the fire is estimated at $1.6 million. The warehouse held 2 businesses, a maintenance facility for 18 wheelers, and an electrical company. Kansas travelers will see new or upgraded interpretive signs along 12 scenic or historic byways. State officials say the signs can be found at 39 locations on the byways, which are roads that highlight the beauty, history, and heritage of Kansas. The Kansas Byways Program is managed jointly by state and federal officials. 9 of the routes are scenic byways, 2 of which are national scenic byways, and 3 are historic byways. Mid-America Network News.
Boss Motors in Marysville, proudly serving as your Ford dealer for 80 years. Built tough Ford trucks and cars with innovative design, technology, safety, and performance. Ford offers what customers want most, plus service after the sale. Pre-owned units available too. At Boss Motors, downtown Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Nebraska prison and parole officials say they're forging ahead with state-mandated plans to reduce overcrowding in the correctional system, but some lawmakers are worried the agencies are going to miss a looming deadline and will have to take more drastic action. The Department of Correctional Services and the Board of Parole highlighted the steps they've taken in a report this month to the legislature, but offered few specifics on their progress so far. Nebraska's largest utility will keep electricity rates flat overall for the next year. The Nebraska Public Power District's board approved the 2019 rates on Thursday. Utility President Pat Pope says NPPD can keep rates stable because employees have been working to reduce costs. Next year will be the sixth year in a row of stable rates for NPPD's retail customers. The utility says 2019 will be the second year of stable rates for its wholesale customers. Mid-America Network News.
Matt Jarvis and the crew at MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas want to take this opportunity to wish you the merriest of Christmases and the most prosperous of New Years. Kansas' largest independent big truck and trailer service center between Wichita and Salina, MJ's Truck Repair looks forward to serving you in the new year, keeping you rolling worry-free. At exit 46 off I-135 under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas, MJ's Truck Repair, wishing you the best of the holiday season.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners, meeting last Monday, approved entering contract negotiations with Lloyd Builders of Ottawa, Kansas, as construction manager at risk for a possible jail expansion project. Sheriff Dan Hargrave had interviewed four construction firms and recommended allowing the architect contracted by the county to proceed with entering into contract negotiations in order to determine a bid for the project, which was originally projected at $4 to $4.5 million. The City of Waterville sent a letter to commissioners requesting all of the 2% transient guest tax proceeds from the Weaver Hotel in Waterville be retained by the City of Waterville. No action was taken. Charlie Loisau, Frankfort, was present and spoke to a recent proposal by Steve Boyda limiting commissioners to two term limits. Loisau suggested three terms, since the first is largely a learning period. April Todd was approved for another term representing Marshall County on the Pawnee Mental Health Board. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday following a public hearing regarding a request by Central Valley Ag for a new anhydrous ammonia facility at Washington. That request was approved. Safety issues were brought up, and he was assured the tanks will be 50 feet from the highway, and KDHE will inspect the tanks annually. Department heads met to discuss pay, and commissioners moved forward approving a 4% increase in base pay for county employees, resulting in an additional $93,000 cost annually. The matter of a pay raise draft shared with department heads turned contentious, according to reports from the Washington County News, after the draft proposals were shared with some employees. That created additional confusion and mixed opinions over options for recognition for years of service. The issue of pay is apparently not over, but commissioners were compelled to make a decision before year-end in order to accommodate paperwork deadlines. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday. Contract offers had been accepted by Russell Leertz, Deputy Emergency Management Director, and Mixie Vance as Noxious Weed Director, each at an annual salary of $40,020. The meeting was moved to the courtroom in order to accommodate a large crowd of over 50 people, including landowners and others with interest in the wind farm development negotiations. Representatives consented that better communication was needed with the public, and additional open houses may be extended into evening hours. A term sheet is being drafted by NextEra Energy that will address specifics of the project before local officials sign off on final details. One source of contention is setback requirements and ways for non-participating property owners who may have adjacent or nearby property to have a voice in negotiations. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Swiss steak, wheat roll, baby bakers, country blend, and sliced peaches. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, mixed salad, and apple crisp. Check of a schooling community calendar. We'll air the Marshall County Community Choir Cantata one more time this evening following news and weather at 6 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Marysville Junior Senior High Winter Band Concert this evening at 7 in the MHS Auditorium. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we're still seeing dry weather across the central parts of the Midwest. Beautiful weather for today. We're going to see mostly sunny skies. Quiet weather for tonight, a little bit some cloud cover for tomorrow, as we do have a low that will move across the central and upper parts in the Midwest on Wednesday, bring us cloud cover as well as a chance of rain showers Wednesday night. Otherwise, we'll continue with these mild temperatures. So looking at the forecast for today's sunny skies, mid-50s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 30s, winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, lower 50s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, low of 34. As into Wednesday, we'll have cloudy skies, a little bit cooler temperatures in the upper 40s. For Wednesday night, chance of rain, showers, cloudy skies at 34. And Thursday, mostly sunny and breezy. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature.
The Eagles soar and a star returns from injury to put his team back in the win column. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer.
The average low 22. The record low is 15 below zero in 1989. Sunset this evening 5:02. Sunrise in the morning at 7:36. Twenty-four degrees, clear skies ahead of sunrise this morning in Marysville. The winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 17th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. National Pork Producers Council pleads that the 2018 Farm Bill contains important mandatory funding for animal disease prevention and preparedness efforts. The five-year bill includes $120 million in funding for the first 4 years of the legislation going to animal health and disease preparedness. At least $5 million a year will go directly to the National Animal Disease Preparedness Program. Now, money can go to a National Disease Vaccine Bank, to the National Animal Health Lab Network. It provides disease and diagnostic support. And through block grants, go to state efforts to prepare for any foreign animal disease outbreak. The Animal Agriculture Coalition also pleased with animal health provisions in the Farm Bill. Of livestock and poultry growers working with veterinarians work hard to ensure the health of the animals they raise, the coalition said. They go on to say they play a central role in feeding the nation's families, as well as providing jobs that contribute to economic stability. That's why producers and veterinarians agree that preventing the impact of a devastating animal disease must be a high priority. The organization pleads the bill provides funding for research into animal diseases, as well as the ability to respond if diseases are identified in the nation's herds or flocks. China is officially buying U.S. soybeans again, which is good news for American agriculture. This week's purchase amount was one for the record books. The report says the latest U.S. soybean export sales report from USDA shows China bought 1,130,000 metric tons of soybeans. Now, to give that amount some perspective, it's the ninth largest one-day purchase in 10 years. Also the biggest Chinese soybean buy in the last 4 years. Also the biggest soybean buy this year so far. President Trump said they're buying tremendous amounts of soybeans and definitely back in the market. Reuters says it seems to affirm the trade truce that the U.S. and China reached on December 1st is still going on, but we don't know if China's retaliatory tariffs on U.S. soybeans and other farm goods will be dropped after this truce. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Eagles soar and a star returns from injury to put his team back in the win column. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The Eagles survive a late rally by the Rams, and Wendell Smallwood ran for two scores in the red zone.
To the left of Foles. Foles gives it to Smallwood. Up the middle it goes. He's in. Touchdown. His second of the night.
On WIP, Philly outlasts L.A. 30-23. Jimmy Butler returned to the Sixers after missing two games. He dropped 19, while Ben Simmons recorded a triple-double. And Landry Shamet was money from long range.
Shamet catches, shoots, another three. Landry Shamet with one of his best games in his career.
On WPEN, Philly beats Cleveland 128-105. In a battle between conference leaders, Nikola Jokic scored 26 points with 9 boards to lead the Nuggets past Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors 95-86. Number 9, Michigan State and junior forward Nick Ward were lights out against Green Bay. Ward scored 22 of his 28 points in the first half.
Here comes Langford. It's Langford and Pipes. Oh, and a dish to Ward. Trailing off balance and fouls. Lays it up and it's in.
On the Spartan Sports Network, Michigan routes Green Bay 104-83. LeBron James had a season-low 13 points while John Wall lit up the Lakers for 40 points and dished out 14 dimes.
Right in the circle, John Wall. Wall, top of the arc for three. It's there. 40 points for John Wall.
On WFED, Wizards win 128-110. Victor Oladipo had the hot hand, going 5-for-8 from three, scoring 26 points.
5:20 left. Joseph across the timeline. Bounce left edge of the arc. Oladipo.
Boom, baby. That's the way to get it back, Victor.
On WFNI, Pacers beat the Knicks 110-99 for their seventh straight win. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
High school basketball play on Saturday in our broadcast feature. Hanover took Diller O'Dell in girls play 66-31 and in boys action 70-42. HDRS boys defeated Southern 38-24. On Friday in basketball action, girls play, Marysville trimmed Chapman 61-59. Centralia over Washington County 61-30. Hanover girls took Onega 46-15. Axtell beat Lynn 55-25. Diller O'Dell took Lewiston 50-23. Boys play Friday, Chapman over Marysville 52-37. Washington County over Centralia 48-41. Hanover stopped Onega 72-30. Axtell beat Lynn 48-32. Diller O'Dell took Lewiston 51-45. Marysville wrestlers win the Abilene Invitational on Saturday.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, China remains key to U.S. soybean trade, but so do USDA tariff rescue payments. That's according to an American Soybean Association director, Rob Schaefer. He says USDA needs to make good on a promised second installment of market facilitation payments, which is still being reviewed by the White House Budget Office.
We'd love to see Secretary Perdue continue with the MFP funding of the second round.
Schaefer says China's retaliation against the United States soybeans and its trade war with the U.S. has knocked the wind out of his industry.
We've been working on China for 20 years to build the relationship and get them up to the levels that we've got them up to with their growing population. And all of a sudden, you know, basically with a swoop of a pen, it went to zero. So hopefully we can build that back a lot quicker than the 20 years that it took to build that relationship up.
And as for leveraging new markets like the European Union to offset losses to China?
I mean, it would take about 8 trade deals, big trade deals, to equal and get back what China buys from us. When China buys 1 out of every 4 rows, or used to buy 1 out of every 4 rows in the United States.
Chinese state-owned buyers last week bought at least 30 cargoes of United States soybeans, according to the USDA and industry sources. That was nowhere near normal exports. USDA Deputy Secretary Steve Sensky says there's a strong case to be made for more payments, and Secretary Sonny Perdue is taking the case directly to the president. In other news, the federal judge in the fourth hog farm nuisance lawsuit against the Smithfield's Murphy Brown unit ruled that the plaintiffs didn't present enough evidence to warrant punitive damages. The Raleigh, North Carolina News and Observer says the jury in the case issued a verdict in favor of the neighbors that live next to the hog farm in question. That award was $102,400 in compensatory damages that would have to be divided up among the eight plaintiffs. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built-up, priced-right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too-good-to-be-true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. Learn
it's
more.
Time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. The power of bacon at your fingertips. After this,
the folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at whink.com.
During finals week at Ohio State University, students were lined up, well, pretty much all the time at what is thought to be the world's first bacon vending machine. It's a project of the Ohio Pork Council. Emily Beers in charge of media relations there.
We're always trying to think of new, innovative ways to promote pork products as well as our farmers. And someone in my office just shouted, why don't we do a bacon vending machine?
And what better place and time to do it than at Ohio State University during finals week?
We thought it would be a little bit of an exciting thing for students to have during the otherwise kind of dreadful time of the year, I think a lot of students would say. And the meat science department at Ohio State has done a lot for the pork industry to help with product development. So it was a natural partnership to work with them on this project, and they've been great to work with, and I think they've had to restock the machine. I think it's about 5 times every day.
For $1, students were able to buy a bag of bacon bits or a box of ready-to-eat bacon. All they had to do was stick it in the microwave for 5 to 10 seconds, and presto! Emily says the Pork Council has gotten a lot of interest worldwide, as far away as from Japan, about this bacon vending machine.
Yeah, there's a lot of positive comments about the vending machine, a lot of requests to have the vending machine brought to other offices or events or parties or wherever, you name it. People want the bacon vending machine brought to them. People are so excited about it, which is great to hear. So we'll see. You know, we would love to expand and be able to bring the vending machine to other people all across the country if we could, but we'll see where it goes next.
The novelty of the machine has proven as irresistible as the bacon itself, as students take photos and videos of their purchases and giggle constantly, take selfies, all that kind of stuff. It was a huge hit. Will it be back next year?
We'll see. You know, I wish I could tell you, but I really don't know. We've been thankful to also work with our sponsors. Those are Smithfield, Hormel, and Sugardale. So they have they've donated all the bacon free of charge to us and Ohio State for the vending machine. So, you know, we'd have to have continued conversations with them about where we could bring this next or if we could bring it back to Ohio State sometime in the future.
Emily Beer of the Ohio Pork Council. back after this.
Look to the red and white checkerboard of Purina for quality feeds for your livestock. Purina feeds are formulated with the proper nutrition to meet your animal's physiological and production needs. Checkerboard feeds are tested, proven, and balanced correctly for your animal's stage of growth. Couple Purina feeds with your farmer's cooperative feed experts, and you have a recipe for success. Contact a farmer's cooperative animal nutrition consultant today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmer's Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
.729 from KNDY, 24 degrees outside this morning, 54 and a very mild high with sunshine today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Barry Brown had 21 points and number 25 Kansas State beat Georgia State 71-59 Saturday night. Brown scored the first 8 points for the Wildcats and was key during a later 7-0 run. K-State let the Panthers hang around with 19 turnovers, leading to 25 points at Georgia State again. Competed well with a Power 5 school after wins over Georgia and Alabama this season. Up next, K-State will play its first weekday game in nearly a month when it hosts Southern Mississippi on Wednesday night. Marcus McDuffie and Jamie Ekanike each scored 17 points, and Wichita State fought off Southern Mississippi for a 63-60 win Saturday. Wichita State will be back at Coke Arena Wednesday night at 7 o'clock against Oral Roberts. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Don't let the season of cheer become the season of scams. Here are a few tips to stay safe from fraud this holiday season from the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Stick to well-known websites when shopping online. Be wary of too-good-to-be-true discounts. Use credit, not debit cards. You'll be liable for fewer charges if the card is compromised by a scammer. And make sure your holiday donations go to a real charity. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. To learn more.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
No, I didn't forget about the Jayhawks. Dedrick Lawson had 28 points and 12 rebounds. LeGerald Vick scored 29, and top-ranked Kansas made enough free throws down the stretch to beat number 17 Villanova 74-71 Saturday in a rematch of last season's Final Four showdown by the Wildcats. There were some famous eyes on the Jayhawks' Saturday night victory. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and Hall of Fame Royals third baseman George Brett were in the crowd. So were a handful of former KU players, including Nick Collison, who is number 2 on the school's career scoring list. Up next for the Jayhawks, they'll square off with South Dakota in Lawrence tomorrow night. Kansas State University released a statement last night announcing forward Dean Wade will miss an undetermined amount of time due to an unspecified injury. Wade was hobbling after taking a shot during the second half of the Wildcats' win over Georgia State on Saturday night. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hanover won both games against Dillard Odell Saturday in Hanover. In the girls' game, the Lady Wildcats were led in scoring by Macy Debley with 21 points. Tiana Lovey added 14 for Hanover in the 66-31 victory. Addison Heideman scored 15 for Diller Odell, and Emily Swanson added in 9. The Lady Griffins fall to 4-3 on the season, and Hanover improves to 5-1. In the boys' game, Carter Bruna and Thomas Atkins each scored 16 points apiece to help lead the Wildcats over Dillard Odell 70-42. William McLaughlin and Austin Juergens each scored 10 points each for the Griffins. Dillard Odell falls to 3-4 on the season, and Hanover improves to 5-1. Both the Dillard Odell girls and boys team is off till December 21st when they go to Exeter Milligan and Hanover Boys and Girls are at Wynn December 18th. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller.
High school basketball scores on Saturday in our broadcast feature. Hanover took Diller Odell in girls action 66-31. Hanover boys win 70-42. Also Saturday, Southern girls win over HTRS 48-28. HTRS turns the tables on the Southern boys 38-24. In girls play Friday, Marysville edged Chapman 61-59. Centralia beat Washington County 61-30. Hanover downed Onega 46-15. Axtell over Lynn, 55-25. Diller Odell took Lewiston, 50-23. Boys play Chapman over Marysville, 52-37. Washington County down Centralia, 48-41. Hanover topped Onega, 72-30. Axtell won over Lynn, 48-32. Diller Odell took Lewiston, 51-45. Marysville wrestlers win the Abilene Invitational Saturday.
Devon Irish remain undefeated, winning over Marysville 52-37 in boys' league play Friday. It was all Chapman Irish led by senior standout Isaac Jackson, who finished with 30 points. Marysville had 6 field goals in the fourth quarter, 5 in the first 3 quarters, led by Jacob Backus with 14 points. Chapman 52, Marysville 37. The Irish are undefeated in 5 starts, 2 league starts. Marysville falls to 4-2, 2-1 in the NCKL. Marysville girls escaped a 2-point win, 61-59, as Chapman fought back but couldn't connect on late free throws. Marysville did a great job from the line, and that made the difference. 14 points for Linda Franco and Macy Raver. Sandy Bartle scores 11 and a special 10. Marysville improves to 3-3, 2-1. Chapman led by McKenna Kirkpatrick with 20, and Ashlyn Bledsoe drops to 19. Irish fall to 2-3, winless in 2 league starts. Marysville 61, Chapman 59. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Washington County and Centralia split the boy-girl doubleheader Friday in Washington. In the girls' game, Madison Luger scored 23 points to help Centralia defeat Washington County 61-30. Megan Cook added 12 points, and Morgan Kramer scored 10 for the Lady Panthers. Alyssa Kern led Washington County with 10 points. Washington County falls to 2-3, and Centralia improves to 4-1. In the boys' game, Washington County remains undefeated, defeating Centralia 48-41. Colby Hoover hit 5 three-pointers, 4 in the first quarter alone, to finish with 21 points. Drew Berman added 15 for the now 5-0 Tigers. Centralia was led by Campbell Haverkamp with 15 points, and Colby Arnold added 14. The Panthers fall to 2-3 on the young season, and as mentioned, Washington County now 5-0. Both teams play next on December 18th. Washington County plays Valley Heights, and Centralia takes on Wetmore. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller.
Do office perks make for happier employees? Surveys show we are ambivalent about most, but there's one that workers truly crave. More on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 17th, the 351st day of the year. Actor Bill Pullman has a birthday, and on this day, the Wright brothers made their first successful airplane flight in 1903. Office perks like on-site gyms, childcare, and cafeterias are increasingly common as businesses compete for employees. But if you ask workers which perk they'd like most of all, the answer is resounding: an office with exposure to natural light. It's a good choice. Exposure to light can improve sleep patterns, reduce eye strain, and provide motivation for exercise. A plate of bagels in the break room is all well and good, but this time of year when many of us travel to and from work in the dark, some midday light exposure can make a world of difference. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you